Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. When was the last time you did something great for God? Sometimes in the hectic pace of life, we feel like the days are running together and life is passing in a blur. But there are other days that stand out as something special. I'm inviting you to do something to make this one of those days. I'm asking you to do something truly great for God, something that will have an eternal impact. What is that, you ask? What can I possibly do to create an eternal impact for God? Well, number one, portray the character of Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us to reflect the person of Jesus to those around us. What do you look like using that filter? Can people really recognize you as a Christian? Do your conversations evolve around Jesus, what he has done, or who he is to anyone other than a church member? What do people see when they see you? You are an ambassador of love, patience, understanding, and forgiveness, right? If we only changed 20% a year, who would you be in just 3 years? A concerted effort, intentionality, a little uncomfortableness due to growth. Is that too much realistically to aspire to for the kingdom? Number two, projecting a real and personal relationship with Jesus. What does that look like at home, at work, in the neighborhood? But Dennis, you're talking about making an eternal difference, doing something great for God. Help me see where you're going. Do your family and your children and friends even know how God is teaching you? When was the last time you shared personal stories of how God has been and is working in your life? If your children and friends can identify and relate with you, they will know their own struggles and questions are normal. They'll feel safe sharing with you things they're struggling with. Do you honestly feel that has no eternal impact? Just like marriages prosper in the little things we do and are derailed in those same subtle differences, so it is with God. He commands us to share the good news, those little testimonies of daily living we share shine a light in darkness. They proclaim God's sovereignty, his goodness, and his long-suffering. Just as a horse can win a race by a nose, so many people are hanging on by a thread, wanting answers, direction, encouragement, and though they may not know it now, salvation. You may easily be that divinely appointed person who saves them or gives them just enough of a leg up to save them from disaster or a breakdown or a really bad decision. That is an eternal contribution. That is obedience to your calling. We're talking about something that may seem very small and insignificant to you, but life-changing for them. Eternal? You know, that isn't really for us to judge as a motivation factor to move off of center and out of our comfort zone to share the love of Christ in some tangible way. God uses the simplest and humblest of his servants to confound the wise, 1 Corinthians 1:27. Pledge to do your very best. Colossians 3:23 says we should approach each task wholeheartedly as a direct service to the Lord. That's not always easy to keep in mind when you're up to your own ears with alligators, making budgets fit, juggling health issues, or family landmines. But circumstances don't change God's word. Our lives should be a master class in servanthood. Teach this class to the very best of your ability as unto the Lord. as if you were ministering to Jesus himself. How about personalize the truths of God's word? The word of God is alive, Hebrews 4:12. As you prepare your day to serve him, you will experience God at work in your heart. If you ask, he will show you ways to apply his holy truths to the individuals in your sphere of influence, causing you to actually be looking for the opportunity for God to fill your mouth with what to say. But if you refuse to add any of his words to your daily diet, then you have nothing to offer anyone. It's the only way to grow your faith. You are living life out of an empty bucket. Allow the Holy Spirit to direct you as you consider examples to share about what a blessing God has been in your life, how he has given you insight and strength to respond differently than your human nature, and shown you how to apply a biblical truth as a real life lesson. This is the most practical way of presenting the gospel in a way that will allow unbelievers or barely Christians or God seekers to find a deeper meaning of what a real walk with Jesus looked like. It teaches young believers or non-believers, and especially your children or family, to honor God now and forever. Pray for everyone. Pray for people at the drop of a hat. Short, simple. This isn't a time for oratory or a sermon. How about God bless them? Help them. Give them strength in Jesus' name. Pray for them ahead of time that the word of God will stir their hearts towards a deeper relationship with God. Pray for their families and specific needs and concerns and tell them that you've been doing that. Pray that you will be an example of God's love and grace today. And lastly, persevere. Wherever life leads you, God's promise is to be with you and prepare a table for you. Psalm 23, press into God. Press into using whatever God has given you and share it. Give it away. Persevere in your resilience to share what God did today for you personally. I promise your long-term commitment will reap eternal rewards for you as you trust God to use what you gave to make an impact on these people's lives. Keep doing your best. Personalize the truth of his word. Pray for everyone every chance you get. They will always remember that about you, that you cared enough. You may never know the full impact of the time you invest, but you can know your ministry, that your sharing will bring eternal results. 1 Corinthians 15:58, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. I'm asking you to do something truly great for God, something that will have an eternal impact. I want to encourage you to make a real paradigm shift and make this a way of life, a way of thinking and doing for his glory. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.